家好，欢迎你又一次回来收听潘吉杰尼告诉你，我是杰尼。
大家好，我是 Michael。
OK， 那今天呢我们有一个非常有意思的话题啊，我们要讲讲恋爱、婚姻，然后这些人生大事。
Really fun topic today. We're talking about romance and how Americans seem to be changing their minds in the last 10 years or so.
我们今天要分享美国最大的一个相亲网站，当然现在大概也真的没什么人去它的 website， 都在用它的 app 啊，叫 Match. Matchmaking 就是相亲嘛，是吧？
Yeah, matchmaking is a thing where you basically set people up. You introduce people to each other.
对，但现在有了这些 apps， 你也不用父母给你介绍啊，相亲你自己上去找。然后呢，他这个 app 他就为对他们的用户做了一个很大的大规模调查，然后发现现在美国的年轻人对于情感啊，对于婚恋好像越来越传统，他们越来越相信爱情了。
Yeah, Americans nowadays are starting to get more serious about love. So maybe they're getting a little bit more traditional.
所以呢，这个调查他就发现，其实很多的受访者啊，差不多有40%，他们说找到真爱是自己人生里面特别重要的一件事儿，优先级很高。
So they want to prioritize love, to make love important in their life. So it's a very big deal.
So if you prioritize something, 它是一个动词，对吧？那就证明这件事情是你的 priority, 就是一个很优先级、很重、很重要的事情。
Exactly, like a top priority is the most important thing.
好，但是呢，我们还是生活在这个现实世界里啊，这个恋爱也不便宜。
This word is dateflation. Obviously, going on a date, 约会, right? And inflation comes from the word inflation, which is prices are going up, up, up.
那因为这几年美国确实这个 inflation 通胀是比较厉害，所以当然它就会反映到约会方面了。So dateflation 又是一个很有意思的混成词啊。好，那这个单身人士呢，一个月花在约会上面的钱非常多，然后英文有一个很有意思很形象的比喻叫做
So when people are dating, they're often spending an arm and a leg. This is a common expression in English, which means that you're spending a lot of money.
哦，所以贵到什么样子呢？好像是你要把自己的手啊和腿啊都割下来要卖那种。 Something costs an arm and a leg. 意思就是它特别贵。
And we use this a lot, even though it's an old phrase, a very common phrase.
对，比如说现在各地这个房子都很贵嘛， so we can say, housing costs an arm and a leg.
Yeah, exactly.
好的，那我们再来看看啊，除了约会贵以外呢，这几年还有一个变化，就是好像大家在这些 dating apps 上面脾气越来越大了。
Right, peachy is relating to temper, right? So this word originally means being angry about something. You can be in a good temper, but generally this word is being angry.
所以这个 survey 呢，调查他就说 people seem to have rising tempers. Rising 就是一个东西在提高嘛，就是你的脾气在提升啊。因为在这些 apps 上面，我觉得就是在线的接触，可是当你被拒绝的时候，心里还是不好受。但很多人被拒绝了以后呢，他就会那个反应很大。
This is a big deal, right? We talk about rejection, right? Rejection is a very aggressive word. If somebody rejects you, they're saying no. So people really don't like being rejected.
OK, 所以 Michael 刚刚讲的那个 if you reject someone, 拒绝一个人，那英文还有个近义词 refuse, 但是这两个词还是有一点区别。
So there are two differences. For example, we normally refuse an object, but we usually reject a person. I also think that reject is stronger, so people get really angry when they're rejected.
因为 refuse 我们通常不会直接后面就是跟一个人，对吧？Michael 说，通常就是你可以 refuse something that person is offering you. 比如那个人邀请你看电影，you can refuse the offer, you can refuse the invitation. But 就是你不会说 I refuse that person. 那还有一个区别呢，就是 reject 你后面直接可以跟 to reject a person， 但是他的那个拒绝的力度也比较强一点。
Yeah, as you said here, especially when it comes to something very personal, being rejected can make you very angry.
好，那另外一方面呢，就是在这个用这种婚恋软件的时候啊，上面都有你的档案嘛。So we call that a profile or bio, 对吧？
So this is your profile on your screen, for example, on Tinder or any app like that. This shows your life, your photos, your personality, all that stuff.
可是当然我们都想把自己好的一面展示给别人，那带来的这个问题呢，就是很多人觉得，哎，这些 profile 看来看去就都假的，都不真实。
Exactly. We can say there's less authenticity. Authentic means that something is real and true and sincere. And they notice that there's less and less authenticity on the profile.
对，但我觉得这个也，哎，人之常情嘛，谁会把自己缺点全写出来？
Yes, as you said, this makes it harder and harder to find alignment because you want to meet these people. And if they're not authentic, how do you know who you like?
对，刚刚你讲的这个 alignment 很重要啊，因为我们都希望就是在这些软件上能找到一个跟你比较合得来，对不对？然后可能走下去也比较般配的人啊， someone who's aligned with you， 意思就是可以 match 嘛，就是契合。
So finding somebody who's got the same personality as you and all that stuff.
嗯，好，那接下来呢，我们哎再来谈谈一个这个在恋爱婚姻关系中重要的问题，就是年龄，特别是年龄差距。
Yes, this is the age gap. And I think for many years, people were comfortable with a 5-year age gap or a 3-year age gap, but we're starting to see that that age gap is getting longer.
就这个年龄差，现在可能你在交往一个都不是你的同辈 ，so it's someone outside your generation.
Yeah, so we're starting to see more and more people dating people who are 10 years older than them or 10 years younger than them, which is clearly outside their generation.
对，那这样的一个 age gap 呢，也会带来，哎，会带来一些意想不到的好处啊，但是呢，也会带来一些。挑战一些 challenges.
So let's talk about the perks, right? So the perks of dating somebody who's older than you, the first one that comes up is financial stability, right? That they have more years of work, so maybe they have a more reliable job and maybe a higher salary.
对，所以很多受访者呢就说这个经济稳定啊，经济基础他们还蛮 appreciate 的，觉得不错。So financial stability. 好，那还有一点呢，他们会比较欣赏的就是这些人可能情感上或者情绪上面会更成熟。
So in English we call this emotional maturity, and it comes from that word mature, right? Somebody who's a little bit more developed than you, or a little bit stronger than you.Or a little bit older than you.
对 more experienced, right? So mature, 成熟那是形容词，然后 maturity 就是名词。那他又有 financial stability, 又 emotionally more mature, 所以他就有更多的这个基础和实力来关心你，呵护你啊。
They care for their partner. They don't just want to play and have fun.
对，所以这里啊，就说。They feel more cared for by their older partner. 我觉得这个还蛮有意思的，因为你可以很在意一个人，对吧？ You can really care about them. 但是，如果你要真的 care for them, 就是你要有实际行动。So it can't just be words and feelings. 我觉得这个 to care for someone needs to have some action.
Exactly. And this kind of sounds like a true romance or true love, right? That you care for somebody, you don't just like them a little bit. Yeah.
对对，要有实际的行为啊。好，那看完了刚刚的这些 perks 啊，这些好处 of dating someone older, 那它有什么样的一些挑战呢？
For example, the challenges of dating somebody who's a lot older than you, typically they have a different outlook,on life, a different outlook, or maybe a different point of view of where they want to go in their life.
所以人生观啊，英语就是 outlooks or outlook on life.
Exactly, life outlooks. For example, if you're 20 years old, you want to have fun, and you're 30 years old, you want to get married. Big difference.
对 OK, 那我们再来看看 what about dating someone younger? 约会一个比你年轻很多的人有哪一些好处呢？
One of the big advantages of dating somebody who's like a lot younger than you is physical attraction, right? They're physically, we call this physical chemistry. You're attracted to them because they're hot.
They're hot, 很直接。That's what it means, right? Physical chemistry, physical attraction, 就是比较对你有吸引力啊。So that's a big one. 但是同样的 dating someone younger 也会有很多的挑战 right? So a big challenge is 他们人生观跟你不一样嘛，虽然他 very attractive.
So if there's any disadvantages, it always comes back to what? Different outlooks on life and less emotionally mature.
对，就是刚刚讲到的这个情感成熟度啊，可能在年轻人身上，因为我们那个时候还比较没有经历，没有经验嘛。So maybe emotionally not so mature. 好，看完了这个 age gap, 好像稍微泼了点冷水啊，但是没关系，因为这个婚恋调查还是发现美国人现在，哎呀，他们好像越来越浪漫了，又回到传统，又很相信缘分，很相信爱情。
Yeah, that's right. So it seemed like in the last few years, people have a renewed faith in old-fashioned ideas, this kind of traditional love.
所以又重新对于这些传统的婚恋观啊，又有重燃起一股信心。So we call that renewed faith in something.
Exactly. So faith, maybe you believe in something more romantic than just dating or having fun.
对，而且呢，是现在很多年轻人真的相信缘分。然后中文就缘分在我们文化里面是一个很大很重要的概念嘛。我记得之前还做过节目，说英文怎么说缘分啊？当时我们好像讲到了什么 fate 呀 destiny 呀
Yeah, fated is a really interesting idea. Many people actually believe in like their true love, right? So their fated match is like the one person they're supposed to marry.
好像这个是命运对吧是你的 destiny 然后一见钟情当然很简单 love at first sight.
Exactly, so you see somebody for the first time and you believe, oh, that's it, you want to get married, you're madly in love with them.
That's it, 而且 it can last forever.
So your love can last, that's the verb we use to mean that the action happens forever, for a long, long time. It can stay there for a long time.
好，那还有很多的受访者呢，他们说对我们而言，一个很认真的关系，而且就是不在外面再去找别的伴侣啊，这个很重要。
So, yeah, as you mentioned, this traditional idea, a lot of people now want a committed, exclusive relationship. They don't just want to play around and have fun. They want to get serious.
So, committed 的意思就是 get serious 嘛，对吧？
Yeah, that's right. So, your commitment, right, to be loyal to somebody for 20, 30, 40 years, that's called a commitment to one person.
然后那个 exclusive 意思就是你不能再到外面去 date around 了。
We used to have an old expression in the day. People would say, are we exclusive? This is something that kids would ask in high school, right? So, am I the only one you're dating or is somebody else, right? So, exclusive means I'm the only one you're dating.
其实我觉得这也是文化差异，因为中国，我觉得大部分还是 if you're dating someone, 如果你说这个人是你的girlfriend or boyfriend, 我们的 understanding 就是说这就是 exclusive 的、啊、就是这东西还要问吗还要说 are we exclusive?
You don't need to ask in China, right? But in North America, you need to ask.
好那一段 committed and exclusive relationship 呢很多时候 it will lead to marriages, 对不对就是结婚婚姻。
Yeah, so obviously, many people are more interested in a real relationship, getting married,But strangely, children not so much.
So wedding bells might be in the air, but baby fever 可能还要等一下啊、哦。那英文里面呢，当人他们已经谈到快要结婚了 ，and you know sometimes you can sense it, 对吧？你感觉快了快了，他们要结婚了。So you can say wedding bells are in the air.
Exactly, it's like an inside joke. People kind of look at each other and say, "Hey, wedding bells are in the air," right? It's like a feeling.
对，有的时候父母都会这么跟孩子说，或者亲戚。
Yeah, that's absolutely true, but it sounds like people are waiting a little bit before they have kids.
Baby fever 啊，刚刚我们那个想结婚，快要结婚 ，wedding bells， 然后 baby fever 就是哦，真的很想要宝宝，对吧？但是这个 baby fever， 因为确实生孩子是会完全改变你的人生，改变你们的婚姻，所以呢 ，it seems like even for married couples, they're trying to, you know, think about it, really talk about it, and be ready.
Yeah, they're planning things out. They might wait a couple of years. They might have to, like, save up money. Lots of reasons.
没错，这也是好的嘛，慎重的决定啊。好，那我们来看看今天这个match.com 调查最后的一些 key findings 啊，我觉得这一点呢，真是这个跟咱们中国人，可能全世界人都很像啊，就是当你找 partner 找伴侣的时候，三观很重要，价值观非常重要。
So yeah, what we found was that values are highly valued, right? So it's a funny expression. It's kind of a play on words. A value is what I believe in, and valued means it's important.
就是价值还是被很多人重视的啊。所以英文里面你很重视一个东西 ，then you really value that, right? 那这里我们婚就是找伴侣的时候重视什么呢？就对方的三观和你是否契合。If you have compatible values or value system, 对吧？中文我们说三观嘛，什么人生观、金钱观、婚姻观啊，这样，这些总之都是你的核心价值。
Yeah, so we call these your core values. Core just means it's very important to you. So the top values that you have.
对，核心价值观啊， your core values. In fact, many people, they think core values should be discussed in the first few dates.
You got it, right? So talking about what's really important to you, one of the first ones we mention here is kindness and empathy.
啊，对，那就讲到价值观，或者说你在对方的身上，你比较重视什么样的一些特质啊？我们来看看，第一个很重要的就是对方要善良，对吧 ？Kindness， 还有他要有同理心。同理心英文是什么
？Yeah, empathy means that you care about other people, and I think that if you're on a date, you should be able to feel if this person is empathetic. They have the sense. If they don't, then watch out.
So if you're empathetic, 其实你是比较会换位思考嘛。Like you can think from the other person's perspective. You can put yourself in their shoes.
Exactly. For example, if you're at a restaurant and the person is rude to the waiter, you can think, they're not very empathetic.
其实我觉得你这点蛮好的，因为他跟你可能他还就是会演示一下哦，但是 you can actually tell a lot by how they engage with, how they treat other people. 好，那除了有这些重要的 you know, what we're looking for in our partner, in another person, 最后这个调查也问了受访者，对你们来说有哪一些事情是绝对不可以的，叫做 deal breakers。
Yeah, deal breaker is if somebody does something and it's immediately like, I'm not dating this person. I got to get away from them, right? A deal breaker is ruining the relationship or ruining the contract, something like that.
没错，因为 deal 就是一个交易嘛。If you break the deal or something is a deal breaker, 意思就是当这个发生了以后，就像 Michael 说的，这个交易就不存在了，就玩完了，就没以后了，没有 next date 了。
Exactly. That's why you're on the date, right? To find out if they're good, and if you see something wrong, then you know, there's no second date.
好，那 what's on the top of the deal breaker list?
So the first one we mentioned is dishonesty. If you can tell that somebody is lying about their job or lying about who they are to impress you, that can be a huge deal breaker.
就不诚实啊 dishonesty. 再接下来的一个很重要的就是和情感情绪有关。
And that is emotional unavailability, right? Mm. If you're with them and you feel like they're not expressing any emotions, that's a bad sign.
If you're available, 意思就是你有空你在那儿，或者我们这里衍生出来，它就是说，你是跟对方在一起的情感上、情绪上。但是如果你这个是 emotional unavailability, 可能你自己很多事情你也不想分享给对方，然后对方跟你讲了、跟你倾诉啊 share, 你也不太想听，是吧？ You're just emotionally unavailable.
Yeah, you can't imagine being around somebody who doesn't show emotions, so I can see why it's a deal breaker.
对，好像他就是把自己的心关起来了，你怎么样你都进不去，是吧？Okay, so 当然约会这就是一个 big problem, a deal breaker kind of problem 啊。好，那还有一个很严重的问题呢，就是有些人他可能，他不相信那种 committed exclusive relationship.
Yeah, this is pretty bad when you're meeting somebody and they insist on dating other people. That's a big deal breaker. That's a pretty big deal when you're on a date with somebody. So we call this non-monogamy, right? They want to date more than one person.
Okay, so monogamy, 这个英语你看到 mono 的前缀就是 one, 对吧？只有一个啊。那这个 monogamy 就是形容在 relationship 里面，你不可以在外面再跟别的人再怎么样。So monogamy very important。好，那我们今天的节目就到这里，跟大家分享了这个非常有意思的美国婚恋大调查哦。似乎美国人年轻人又回到传统，更加相信爱情，更加相信缘分哦。那不知道同样的，这种情况有没有在中国发生？大家是不是也是这么的相信一见钟情 ？Love at first sight, love lasts forever.
Yeah, this is a really amazing topic. Finding out what people nowadays think about relationships, I'm really curious to know what our listeners think about all these data points.
没错，所以呢，希望大家 whatever you're comfortable sharing， 就在留言专区跟我们来分享。好，那非常感谢您收听我们今天的节目 ，and we look forward to seeing you next time。
谢谢收听，下次再见。